Erie Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, and Lindsay McMurrin and Chelsea Ottman Rack are in the business of making peace. Chelsea is a social-emotional learning specialist, and Lindsay is a social-emotional learning specialist as well as a prevention specialist at a unique organization called Peacemaker Resources. They'll be conducting a workshop tomorrow called The Healing Toolbox. That'll take place here in Bemidji, and you'll also be doing that with Ashley Tarwood and Anton Troyer as well. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Bonjour.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. So before we get into the nuts and bolts of the toolbox tomorrow, could each of you talk about what you do and what it is that Peacemaker Resources does? Lindsay, do you want to start?
Sure.
Okay.
Nin Lindsay Indigenakaz, Jaganashimang, Kazakaskwajimakag, Indunjiba, Edashwakar, Inda. My name is Lindsay. I am a citizen of the Leech Lake Nation. I live down in the Walker area. I've been with Peacemaker Resources now for about 6 years. One of the most important pieces of the work that we do for me is we really live by the idea of we want to cultivate communication, compassion, and connection. And there's a variety of ways that we do that. One of the things that I'm really thankful to be a part of is that we provide professional development in a variety of different ways to organizations, to agencies, to schools in the area. We really focus on helping people understand the impact of adverse childhood experiences, of how historical trauma and intergenerational adversity impact us all, and really help to build a healthy, empowered, thriving communities through that work.
Chelsea?
Hi, yes, so this is Chelsea. I've been with Peacemaker Resources just since September, so I'm kind of the newbie, but I teach social-emotional learning classes from the grades pre-K to 6th grade here in Bemidji as well as beyond. We went up to Kellyer this past spring, Black Duck, Bagley, and we're looking forward to teaching in Cass Lake in the fall, as well as other schools in the area. I've also been a part of a new program that we've just developed, which is called the Step Up Program, and that's to support child care providers in the area. So I've been really proud of the work that we've done to just try and support and lift up our child care providers through that program. We also have a program called STAR, which stands for Students Teaching Attitudes of Respect, and that's a program for sixth grade students to a small group of sixth grade students from various schools in the area get together and learn tools to then bring back and teach their classmates about how to solve problems, how to treat each other with respect, how to show compassion. So that's a really great program that I've been a part of as well. And then the last thing I'll mention is a program called Girls Lead, which is for middle school and high school girls. And then it's a leadership program to really empower our young women.
How are you seeing the work that you do having a positive impact in the community?
The other piece of work that I should mention is we do a lot around the ideas of cultural responsiveness and cultural humility. So as part of that work, we've been involved now for about 4 years in a process of truth, healing, and reconciliation in the Bemidji area, really working actively to build relationship between our Native and non-Native communities. I really believe that the opportunity to come together and engage, to learn more about each other, to be able to understand different points from different perspectives is really key to healing some of the issues that we see in the Bemidji area and beyond. We've been able to start meeting on a monthly basis as part of that process. We named that series Building the Bridge. We just actually wrapped up our monthly yearly meetings this May. We will resume back in September meeting regularly. And we have an opportunity for families to come together in August. We call it Mwanji Edom, coming together, a kind of picnic gathering where we encourage people to bring their families out. We really envision it as an opportunity for everybody just to come, to be together, to build relationship, to learn more about each other. So we're really excited particularly about that part of the work that we do because we all know it's really needed in our area, in our state, and beyond in our nation nowadays.
And the ways I see my work in the greater community is I can hardly go anywhere in Bemidji without seeing one of my students. This past year, I've seen over 500 students here in Bemidji in kindergarten and first grade. And it's just so wonderful to hear them say, my peacemaker, when they see me. And we teach them skills of how to regulate their emotions. So to be aware of when they're having a strong emotion, to identify that, and then to have tools so that they can calm those emotions down. One way that we teach them is we give them a breathing toolbox, and in that breathing toolbox are different breathing activities that they can do to help calm themselves down. So oftentimes I also will hear from parents or even grandparents that they'll share with me that their child, who usually would throw a tantrum, instead said, I'm going to go and take a deep breath now. So I'm so happy when I hear those stories shared that the children are using the techniques that we're teaching them to help themselves calm down.
I love that. There's a lot of adults that could use some of these toolboxes too. Oh my goodness.
Yes, I encourage the students to teach their adult friends the breathing techniques as well.
Right. I know one of the many things you guys do is training people of all ages, kids and adults, on how to have constructive conversations about complicated and sometimes emotionally charged topics. And those conversations are really important and valuable and hard. And often we end up out in the world without those skills and understanding of how to have meaningful conversations without being off-putting or stepping on people's toes. Could you talk a little bit about some of those aspects of broaching conversations in ways that could be productive as opposed to destructive?
Most definitely. That was really where inspiration for our upcoming workshop tomorrow came from too, the Healing Toolbox. We realize that especially in today's culture, there's a lot of hard things that people are dealing with and trying to navigate. Some of the tips that will be included tomorrow in our workshop, Peacemaker Resources really believes in cultivating that compassion throughout all of our communication. And part of being able to do that is to be in the right place ourselves, to be able to speak in a way that our message will be heard. Part of what we believe is an important piece of that is, just like Chelsea was sharing about the SEL lessons we do with kids, self-regulation is a really key component of being able to speak in a way that your message really gets across. Dr. Bruce Perry, and he's one of the professionals that we often refer to in our work and our professional development, and he really talks about brain science in a way that connects to how we relate to one another. And a really easy to remember tool that he put forth that we like to talk about is the three R's. And those are regulate, relate, and then reason. And that really follows how we teach about the brain. We know that when the brain, when we encounter something stressful or something that makes us angry, that there's a physiological process going on within our bodies that is triggered. And what happens generally is that, you know, your heartbeat quickens, your breathing begins to get faster because you're really ramping up for that stressful or dangerous situation, right? And so one of the things that needs to be done very first of all is to make sure that you're able to speak out of the thinking part of your brain. To be able to access that thinking part of your brain, we know that self-regulation techniques such as taking a deep breath is really important. I remember growing up, my mom would tell me, Lindsay, take a deep breath and count to 10. And now she didn't understand necessarily the brain science piece behind it, but she was a mom, right? And moms know best. So I would often do that and actually feel within myself a calming down happening within me too when I would follow her advice. And that's one of the very first things that we would recommend for folks when they're encountering that situation. Take a deep breath, give yourself a moment to think about your message and what you want to say next. So that regulation part is very important. That's the first R. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to mention too, with that regulation part, to be able to listen to the other person, you also need to check yourself and make sure that you're calm, make sure that you're open, make sure that you're coming at the conversation not with judgment but with curiosity, wanting to understand more, wanting to maintain that openness. So first, just checking in with yourself, finding ways to calm yourself down, to center, so that you really can be open to listening as well as speaking in a thoughtful way.
Yes, most definitely. That second R then is relate. We know that connection and relationship, being able to see another person's point of view, And being able to connect that in a different way is really key too to these conversations. So what we encourage people to do is to look at any situation, individuals you may be interacting with a compassionate lens. It's really about not what's wrong with you. You know, we've all heard things said by individuals and immediately we go to that judgment place, right? But taking a step back ourselves and thinking instead, it's not about what's wrong with them. It's about what's happened to them. What kind of life experiences might that person have had to give them that type of point of view? So when we take a moment to relate to another person, to see that common humanity, that's really getting us where we want to be, both in our mindset as well as in the conversation and where it goes next as well.
I guess I'll just mention, too, one thing that I try to remind myself of is just because someone says something that's upsetting to me, it doesn't have to do with who they are as a person. It's just what they said. So to try and really separate what a person is saying and not taking that so far as to making a judgment about who they are as a person. It's just something that they're expressing based on their experience, based on their life path, and not necessarily a reflection of who they are. Good or bad. It's just something that you can try and find out more, try and make a connection.
That's where that curiosity piece comes really into play and is really important too. And then finally, the third R is to reason. And that's that point after you're in a place where you're hearing, you're understanding, there's good dialogue happening, being able then to bring up your points, being able to, you know, like Chelsea said, listen empathetically as well as speak your piece, but really seeking connection and finding common ground. We need more of that in today's society. It's not always easy, especially when it's highly charged issues, but those are kind of some of the processes that we'll go into deeper tomorrow at our workshop as well. And we understand it's not always the time and place for that particular process, but we'll talk about that more tomorrow in our workshop too.
Yeah, that's Lindsay McMurrin, and she's here with Chelsea Ottman-Rack. They are part of a team conducting a workshop tomorrow called The Healing Toolbox. And Chelsea, did you have something else to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to say about those difficult conversations that sometimes thinking, I'm going to have this conversation and change this person's mind, that's an unrealistic goal. So my goal for engaging in those conversations is to set up for future conversations, build some trust, build some connection so that you can continue forming that relationship and hopefully continue with those conversations with that person.
That's really good advice. So what's going to happen tomorrow?
We have a workshop that called The Healing Toolbox. It's co-facilitated by Peacemaker Resources along with Dr. Anton Troyer. We're going to go over that brain science piece of those courageous conversations. We're going to talk about identifying our own response patterns and how that fits into the bigger picture of where we want to be as a community as well as in our individual relationships. And we're going to help folks develop some strategies for more effective engagement in those difficult conversations. And lastly, most importantly, we're going to talk about hope. We're going to talk about resiliency, strengths, and really hope to come together with some action steps for us as a community in moving forward and moving this work forward.
And you can still register online at our website, which is peacemakerresources.org. You'll see an events tab. And if you click there, you'll see our workshop and you can still register. There's also other events that you can check out that Peacemaker Resources will have coming up as well. And if you don't get around to registering today, you could even show up tomorrow at Calvary Lutheran Church at 9:00. That's where we'll be getting started. So hopefully we'll have some more folks register today. We've got more space for more voices. And if not, like I said, you could even come in tomorrow morning and we will welcome you.
That's Chelsea Ottman-Rack and Lindsay McMurrin. Thank you, ladies, so much. The work you're doing is life-changing, I think, for people of all ages. And I think you could extrapolate that into changing our society, too. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Again, that workshop is tomorrow, 9 to 4:30 at the Calvary Lutheran Church in Bemidji, peacemakerresources.org for more information.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Fairy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.